Okay, just one thing that we didn't have a chance yesterday to say. The Tulsa's asked over here that if it even came from a close place in the tub, but the horror, the goy took it in Rosh Hashanah. It's over and he said, "Doraisa, bring it to you." Tosa says that there's not much to Ellis from bringing it to Rosh Hashanah, meaning that what's it called? One of two things. One shot is that you could have gone to the place where the flutes were. Instead of the goy bringing them to you, you could have gone to them. If it's outside the tchum, you could know where you could get it unless the goy brought it into your tchum. But if it's inside the tchum, it's just you have to take it over Rosh Hashanah, you could have walked through that Rosh Hashanah yourself and gotten the chalilim on your own. That's the Mogen Avraham. And others hold that what's it called, that what Tosfos means is it doesn't take a long time. If it's close by, the amount of time that passed is seconds, minutes, so it's irrelevant to Motzei Shabbos, wait that amount of time. Bringing it Chutz L'Tchum is a big deal, therefore you have to wait an hour or two, as long as it takes to bring it me Chutz L'Tchum. Okay. Okay. On. See, this time we'll go back to some other ones. Mishnah, Bana of Kufnun Aleph of Anadah. Olsen called Sarfe Hanes. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do all of the necessities for a dead body. Sachin, you're allowed to anoint the body with oil so it doesn't decompose. Magichin also, you're allowed to wash him off. And Vavach for Yosef Bo'ever. And all these things are with one condition, that you don't move any part of the body. And they bring a raya from here, that even moving a part of a thing that's mukta is also awesome. Not only moving the whole thing. If it has different parts to it, and you move any part, that's also called moving mukta. Because moving any limb of the body of a mace is also considered moving mukta. A shomton, as shomton is a sakar mitachto, you're allowed, if he's on the top of a mattress, to take the mattress out. Matilin also alachol, and you're allowed to then roll him onto a. You're not moving him directly; he's moving by himself. After you took out the car, it's not direct movement. Suplement outside. So, and you're allowed to then put him on sand. The shlil shiyamtin that he should not decompose. Koshin is halechi, and you're allowed to tie up his jaw. Lo shiyala, not that he should move the jaw to close it. You need to close the mouth of the nifter, but not that you should close it. Elish Yosef shouldn't open anymore. The chen korish in Ishbara. You have the beam that broke on Shabbos. Or yom that some can also be sasso oba aruchos amita. You're allowed to support it. Boshetala. Not that you should go back up, but the beam is mukta. Elish lotosin. It shouldn't continue falling down. So you're not moving it. You're just supporting it. That it shouldn't fall more. Matichin v'mayim, you gotta wash off the mace. Shlo yosef bo eber, lo yadbil lo yodo, not pick up his hand, or raglo, or his foot, or risein, or even his eyebrows. Can't move any part of the mace, nukta. Shiyantin shlo yasriach, that he should remain and not be composed. Mach mischom hasodim v'akorim, if he's on a sheet or on a mattress and it's warm, and it's a hot day, better to put him on the cold floor. His mouth was opening, so you're allowed to tie up his jaws. It shouldn't open more. Not that he should close it. Because by closing his mouth, you're moving a limb. It shouldn't open anymore. So you're allowed to take a bench and use it to support the beam that fell down. It shouldn't go any more down. Lo shetala the havelei bonim, because if you pick up the beam, right, you're building. Aside from the fact that it's mezes mukta, it's much worse. Putting back the beam is mamish building. This is the horizon. Okay, Gemara. Vamar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Maisim betalmido shel Rav Meir, shenichnas achra leveis hamirchas, bikesh lehadiach karka, Amar lo ein madichin, losuch karka, Amar lo ein sochin karka. Right, Gemara originally thinks now that the reason that you're not allowed to put oil. You're allowed to put oil on the body of a mace, right? Mashma, that even something you're not allowed to move, something that's mukta, so you are allowed to smear with oil as long as you don't move it. So the Mora asked the Chora, what's it called, Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, what's it called, of Rav Meir, went into the Beis HaMerchot, and he wanted to clean off the ground, wash it down, or he wanted to then put oil on it, put some kind of like floor wax or whatever on the floor, and he didn't let him. And what's it called, mashma? The reason is because something that you're not allowed to move, the karka, which is osur to move or whatever, or you may come to smooth out what's it called, holes in the ground. So you're not allowed to do it. So why are you allowed to anoint a body, shmir a body that can't move? As Mara says, karka b'karka mikvata. Over there, the reason isn't because it's mukts or whatever. It's because we're afraid that if you let him, and there the floor was a floor, was a shayish floor. It wasn't earth that you could come to smooth out. So Mara thought Slam is an isser of, what's it called, of shmearing anything that you're not allowed to move. Right? The karka itself is muksut, right? The shayish floor is a part of a binyan, right? You could, if it broke up, you couldn't move it, so you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara didn't think now, the reason is because you may come to smooth out the karka, because you can't smooth out this karka. Gemara says, no, the reason is because you may come to do the same thing by an earth floor and smooth it out. And then you'll be over on the issue of choresh or binyan. Karka, the karka michlefa. You come to make no distinction between doing it to a marble floor or doing it to an earthen floor. Nesh be karka lo michlef. But obviously, because we let him smear down the mace, he's not going to come to smear down an earthen floor. Rashi. The omar lo ain't sochin. I'm a dover hosel a taupel, osser losser. Something you're not allowed to move, you're not allowed to smear down either. That's also called like tiltul muktza, you're covering the muktza, whatever. Mara says, no, that's not the reason. Karka b'karka nechon, k'lom rahu lab mishu tiltul. It's not because smearing something you're not allowed to move is like moving it. Elam yishima shvuye gumbos, separate isser completely. Because by karka we're afraid that you'll come to smooth out the ground. And I forgot the merchatz rispus upon him, even though in a merchatz it's not an earthen floor, it's a stone floor. We're afraid that if you let him do it over here, you let him do it, he'll do it over there also. Okay. And we had already that sweeping floors, if all the floors in the city are not earthen floors, then it's mutter. But mopping floors or waxing floors or whatever, which is similar to this, there they assert even if all the city is earthen floors, it's still asur, it's not that necessary. So we're afraid you may do it in a place where there are earthen floors. So lemaisa, this halacha will be asur on Shabbos no matter where you are. You can't mop a floor or wash it down or whatever. You can do is sweep it if all the floors in the city are not earthen. Okay. Kol asuyemai, what does it say? You do all the things that a mace needs. What does that include? La suye kon de ton rabon. This Bryce, Median Kli, what's it called? Kli maker, or Kli matris, or Menichin akre, so you can bring cold kalim, metal kalim, and put them on his stomach so they shouldn't, what's it called, heat up and explode. Kadesh lo tafuach, it shouldn't swell up. Upokin is nikavav, Kadesh lo tikonis ben aruach, you got to put cotton in his nose, in his mouth, or whatever, so the wind doesn't get in. And also bloat him, and that's what's it called again, without moving it. Put it in, but you don't move any of the parts of the person. Yach Shlomo Amr Chachma. So Shlomo said in Koheles, things that what's it called happen to a person when he gets old and after he dies. Actually, Yirate Chevel Hakesef, right? Until the Chevel Hakesef, because Shlomo said, do what you can when you're young and when you're healthy. Right, because days are going to come when all these things are going to happen to you, and you're going to die. You get old and decrepit and die. So what's Yiratik Chevel HaKesef? When the silver cord will be disconnected, Zechut HaShedr. That's your spinal column. That's like white, like silver, and it's like a cord. The Tarutz Gulas HaZov Zerah, and the Gulas HaZov, the golden spring, will be crushed. That's your sexual organ. It's like a mayim. It's like a spring of what's it called that causes reproduction. the tishaber kad al hamabua, and the pitcher will be broken. Al hamabua, it's mabua, I don't know. Second. I don't know. Zeh hakeres, that's your, what's it called, stomach, will bloat and explode. The noritz hagalgol al habor, and the galgol, the wheel, will fall into the pit, zeh perish. That's the, what's it called, galgol is the Lashon golo. It's like the excrement that's in a person's stomach, his intestines will end up coming out and going all over his body. V'chein hu omer v'zeh risi perish al p'neichem. I'll throw your excrement on your face. Perish chageichet, the excrement of your holidays. They used to make Omer Avuna, Amri lo Omer Avchaga, Eilu b'nei Omer sh'meinichen divrei Torah, v'osin kol yimeim kechagim. It's not talking about the holidays of the Torah. It's talking about people who don't learn Torah and they party all the time. And so then, when after they die, the Rabban Hashem is going to take the excrement that came from their partying and throw it on their faces. Omer of Levi, Omer of Papai, Omer of Yeshua, La'achar Shloshi Yomim, after a person dies, 3 days after he's dead, Kreisom Nivkas, his stomach explodes, it breaks open, then Ophelis law upon him, and everything inside just oozes all over his face. The Omeris lo tu mashnasatabi, and it's as if to say, the stomach says, take what you put into me, take it back. Rashi. The Omar lo what's not included in the Mishnah that's Tzorche Ames, clean maker, Shemadiyim Kriros Kigon Zechulchis, glass, something that brings cold, that cools something down. It conducts the heat away from the mace. The Ach Shlomo Rechachma, so she kreis shel mace, no fachas v'nifkash. Shlomo Melech also said that it comes a time after a person dies that his stomach opens up. Zechu tashidra shu kamin cheva v'lovin k'kesef. The spinal cord is like a cord, and it's white like silver. Zu ama shu mayin shel tolada. It's a spring of reproduction. K'mo gulos mayin. What's it called? Springs of water are called gulos mayin. Ze perish v'galgo loshin golo. Perish means that which separates from you. And also it's a hint to the fact that they separated from Divrei Torah, Poresh min HaTorah, and Perish also, Galgal is Lashon Galo, Galo is excrement. El HaBor Shenofel Atot Pid, it comes back into his mouth, so the Galgal falls into the Bor. Kechagim mitanugim, they make all their days, like holidays, sound to party. Okay. Ein ma'atzmin es ha'meis v'shabes v'lo v'chol im yitzias nefesh. In the lo bechol mitzias nefesh, you can't close the mace's eyes because you're being metallical part of his body on Shabbos. And even during the weekday, if the guy hasn't died yet, he's a goses, he's dying. You can't move any part of his body because you're killing him. You're making him die faster. The hama'atzim mitzias nefesh are a shofet dami. Person who closes the mace's eyes while he's in the last throes of dying is a murderer. Rashi, ein ma'atzmin, ein ma'atzmin, ein ma'atzmin, ein ma'atzmin, achar yitzias ha'nefesh, the mace is bo'eber, you're moving part of the body, which is awesome. Shofech domen, k'nefarash v'braisim, v'gmarash, v'torach mu'at mekar misasa. When a person's in the last throes of dying, so his neshama is holding on by a thread. And any little movement that you do, you're bringing about his death earlier. Tana Rabbanu, ha'ma'atzmo, im yitzias ha'nefesh, har yitzias shofech domen, marshal ha'ner, shekaba, v'holefes. It's like a candle that's going out, it's flickering. If you touch it, put it out. That's the neshama is flickering, it's separating. And any little movement separates it. Tanya of Shim Gamlil Omer, Harotza Shit, Yishatzmu Einov Shomeis, and this is talking during the week, Pashtas. If you want to close the eyes of the dead person, it's not so easy, because once rigor mortis sets in, the if you try to push down the, what's it called, the eyelids, they open again. And the Zohar says that it's a sakonah for the nifter to have his eyes open. There he is because he sees all different kinds of things, even though he's not alive anymore, but there's part of his nefesh is still in the body, and it's good that his eyes be closed. So we need to close the eyes. So if you want to make sure you can close them, right, and they won't close just by pushing down the eyelids, keeps going back up, So then, nofech lo yayin bechotmo, he's talking again not on Shabbos, you put wine into his nose, the nose in shemen ben riseinov, and oil between his eyebrows, the oches b'shnei gudle raglov, and you hold his two big toes, the hamis atzmen, the eyes will close by themselves. Right? It's a way of closing the guy's eyes. Okay.
Wouldn't help to just cover it over with something?
No, there's an inyan that the eyes shouldn't be open. They should be closed, not just covered. No, it's not Shabbos. Unless you don't move a person. But the Pashas, you have to end up moving him to do to hold his two big toes.
Oh, they don't close, they stay closed.
What?
You also have to close them?
It could be then they stay closed, it could be they mamish close them. All of this makes the eyes closed. Since it's only, if you don't move the guy, right, that's only what's it called, a grama. You're not actually moving it. But in Pashas, all of these things you have to move. If they take his two big toes and grab onto them, the whole you're moving. Okay. The oches b'shnei gudle raglav, otsron betzvosa, you grab them in your fingers. Shim Gamliel omer, tinok bin yomo chai mechalos ha-shabbos. Shim Gamliel said, you have a baby one day old, you mechalos Shabbos to save his life. David Melech Yisrael may say mechalos ha-shabbos. David Melech Yisrael could be dead, and you don't not mechal Shabbos. Tinik ben yom ochayim mechal nesar Shabbos. Omer Torah chal of Shabbos echad kedei shishma Shabbos usharbe. Even one a baby you mechal Shabbos for him because you mechal one Shabbos you should keep many Shabbos. And the post can say that's not the real reason for pshuach nefesh because we have other psukim that say it. And even if it just doesn't apply, you save a person's life for a few seconds on Shabbos. He'll never keep another Shabbos. He'll never wake up. He's still allowed Michal Shabbos to extend his life even a few seconds. So this is just a tam of the mitzvah. It doesn't apply to all the details. And if it doesn't apply, you still have to be Michal Shabbos. But it's a tam. Tam the mitzvah applied generally. But it's not the reason. It's just a taste and the reason and the idea of Pikuach Nefesh. But it's not a reason for Pikuach Nefesh. And the whether you have another Shabbos or not is irrelevant. David Nefesh Yisrael may say Michal Alav. Even Shemay saw them bottle men on mitzvahs. Because once a person is dead, he has no more mitzvahs. So no Indian that he should keep another Shabbos. There's no more, he's not keeping any more Shabbos. Behind the Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Meisim Chofshi. It says by Meisim Chofshi, the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Meisim Chofshi, Kamo Chalolim, Shok Ne Kever, Ashilo Zechartim, O Behem on Yot Van Yixor, it's in Tehillim. By Meisim Chofshi. The Meis is free. Even Shemay saw them, Nasa Chofshi men on mitzvahs. Person dies, he's not required to do mitzvahs anymore while he's dead. So he can wear kilayim when he's dead or whatever. Right? Shabbos is only when he gets up to tchias hamesim, if the mitzvahs still apply or not. But when he's dead, everybody agrees that a mes is not chayiv in mitzvahs. The Tanya of Shim ben Elazar omer, Tinik ben Yom Ochai, Ein Tzorek L'Shomer Nachuldim and Achborim. What's it called? A one day old child, you don't have to protect him from rats and from mice because they're afraid of him. But Og Melech HaBoshen can be dead, the rats or whatever, they're not afraid of the giant when he's dead. Shenemar u'morachem v'chitchem yeh. Morachem v'chitchem yeh. Because once you have chai, a Muslim will tell us all abrios. As long as a person chayaschem, it says, like you're alive. When you're alive, then animals are afraid of you. Kivin shemes batle Muslim. When you're dead, the animals aren't afraid. Omra papa nachtin en arye adei trey lo notem. Papa said, we have a Masorah that a lion won't pounce on two people. We see that lions do pounce on two people. Who can Rami Baraba? Rami Baraba, Ein Chaya Sholetis Ba'adam, HaShenib Melo Kebehema. So how do animals attack human beings? Because they appear to the animal like an animal. In other words, if a person, for whatever reason, the Rav Hashem wants him to be attacked by an animal, he makes the animal see him like an animal. Or if a person is a Rasha, his Tselem Elokim goes away. He doesn't have a Tselem Elokim, so the animal looks at him and sees him like an animal. Shenamar, Odom Biakar Bayolim, Nim Shalka Behemos Nidmul. Sometimes a person can be mamish like a behemoth. So that's what's it called, the possibility that a person should either, the Rabban Hashem should take away his Tselem Elokim, or he should take it away because he's a Russian. And the Ben Yoyada says that two people are, what's it called, the lion, when he sees two people, it's very clear that they have a tzelem Elokim. So even from far away, he doesn't bother with them. One person may not have a strong tzelem Elokim, so the lion gets close. Until he gets close, he doesn't recognize the tzelem Elokim on the person. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. There's a Shef Shmaisa here that says that two people have a tzelem Elokim doesn't mean two people stop. It means that tzelem Elokim comes from, he brings on a Zohar, from the fact that a person gives tzedakah, that he's like the Rabbanu Shalom, that he's a giver. So the fact that there's the giver and the taker, right, those two people together, they make the full tzelem Elokim. That's the idea. Okay. And the Gemara just misunderstood what Rav Papa meant, right, that he thought he meant literally two people. I said, we see that two people he does. And even there he said, what's it called, that if the person doesn't have that tzelem Elokim, he's not a giver, then the animal attack it. Well, he has to be like a two-people person not to be attacked. That's the pshat. Omar Rav Chanina, also Lishon Bavaya Shefidi. You're not allowed to sleep in a room alone. The Cholayosh and Vaya Shefidi is also Lilis. The person who sleeps alone in a room, Lilis is a shade, can, what's it called, attack him. We'll get to see what the halachas are of this after we finish the Omar. The Tanya Rav Shimma Lazar Omer, right, do tzedakah while you are still around and while you still have money and while still there are aniyim around to, what's it called, to give money to. The Ashlom on Bechachmas was the Chorus Boracha Bimei Bechurosecha Ashlo Yavo Yimei Haro. Right, serve the Rabbanu Shalom when you're young, before the bad days come, Elu Yimei Hazikna, before you get old and you can't do the mitzvahs anymore, do them while you can do them. The Giv Shonim Asher Tomer Ainli Ben Chetetz, or the years will come that there's you don't have any desire for them. What the Rabbanu Shalom says, Ainli Ben Chetetz, Elu Yimei Mashiach. That's Yimos HaMashiach. Shein Boem Lo Schus Velo Kova. There, see, it would seem from the Gemara that there's no Schus or Kova means that there's no Yetzahar anymore. There's no Bechira. And there's a Ramban that says that. Yimos HaMashiach already, that pretty much the Bechir will be taken away. Some hold completely the special nace that the Rabbanu Shalom will take away the lay for Evan and the Maltimus or Las Lavavchem, and there'll be no Bechir. The Mashiach already starts the time of payback, not the time of Avoda. Others say that it's only minimized. There'll still be a Yetzer Hara, but it'll be minimized. Everything will be so clear that people will have little desire to do any Averis. There won't be any need to do Averis. Everybody will have whatever they need, Gashmias-wise, and Ruchnias will be so obvious. But there'll still be a Lechir, still be a Yetzer Hara, but it will be very much minimized. And Rashi seems to say that it's only for one thing. Anglo, Slus, or Kova, there won't be any poor people. You won't be able to give tzedakah. But everything else is regular. The Gemara asks on that, Upliga de Shmuel. Even that argues on Shmuel. According to the other pshatim, we said for sure it argues on Shmuel. Domer Shmuel ain bein olam azeli mosa Mashiach el shibud malchus b'vat. Shenemar ki lo yechdal ev yom mikerev ha'aretz. Shmuel holds that there's no difference between this world and mosa Mashiach, except in the fact that what's it called, we won't be meshubed to the nations of the world. We'll have a base hamikdash. Those things for sure, Tulsa says, but there won't be any significant difference in the natural order of things. There'll still be poor people in the world. There'll still be, what's it called, Yetzer Hara. So according to Shmuel, there will still be poor people in the world. So even according to that pshat, that the only schus and chova means you won't be able to give tzedakah, because there won't be anybody to give it to, even that Shmuel holds that the world will be a natural world. There will still be aniyim. Rashi, v'chitchem loshen chiyuschem. Only when you're alive does the animal have fear of you. Arye abei treilo nafil laharga. A lion won't pounce on two people to kill them. V'chivu morachem trei. Mashmir, two people. Morachem, your fear. These two. V'chiv al kol chayasoros afilu ari. Every animal, even a lion. Tidharami bar abba, dekonsola misa v'nidmela areka behema. Like Rami Bar Abba, the Maisa, he was eaten by a lion, or a lion pounced on him, and he looked like a, what's it called? The Nixla Misa, the Nidmalari, like Rami Bar Abba said, that if somebody loses his tselem elokim, the animal sees him like an animal, then he attacks him. Nimshul mishachay mosheles bo biyadua shepkeim anidna. Somebody that a chaya rules over, in other words, pounces on, you can be assured that he looks like a behemoth to him. Asei tzedaka, adsha tamotze, l'milasos. Do the tzedaka while you still have people you can do it with. Umotze l'chomay, while you still have money. Ba'ot chavi odecha, odecha b'rishuska, kol mishpamos, before you die. Lo zechus, lo dover l'zakus, bo shekul mashirim. So Rashi says, lo zechus v'lo chova means, you have nothing to get a zechus, because there's not going to be any aniyim. So you won't be able to give tzedaka. And you won't have the opportunity not to get tzedakah either, to hold back, because there won't be any aniyim. Almitas, do we need to give it? Tanya, Rebbe Lezer HaKapper Omer, La'olam Yivakesh Olam Rachem Almitasu. A person should ask for Rachem, should daven, that he shouldn't come to be an ani. Shimhu lo ba beno, because if you don't become an ani, your child will. Yim beno lo ba ben beno ba. And if your son not, your grandson. Shenemar ki biglal hadover hazeh, ton of Ishmael galgahu shechazer ba'olam. It's a wheel. It hits everybody at some point. Everybody sometimes has the ability to be the ani, and sometimes to be the asher. Sometimes you're on the receiving end, sometimes you're on the giving end. And it goes as a cycle in the world. And some say galgal is like the galgolim of the mazolos. It's a mazol. It's only a mazol. It's not if you're Zoche, you're Schus, Chova, that's the way the Rebbeinu made the world. There have to be givers and takers, and sometimes these people are the givers, sometimes they're the takers, and so on. Amr Reb Yossi, Nakinen, Haitzum, Rabban, and Lomi Boy. What's it called? A Talmud Chacham, Lomi Ani. Doesn't become an Ani. Somebody says, Lohaka Chazin, and the Miani. The Maisa, we see, Kaliya Talmud Chacham, and more poor. Somebody says, in East, the Miani, Ahaduria Pishnu, Lomahadir. But if he gets poor, he doesn't necessarily go and have to have the embarrassment of going from door to door. Not because he doesn't need to, because he's mistapik b'mu'ud. In that respect, he's not an ani. An ani can mean that you're not happy with what you have. You could be rich and be an ani, because you're not happy with what you have. You're not satisfied, so you're an ani. And here, the guy could be an ani, but he doesn't want to embarrass himself to go asking for the davis. He's what's it called, in that respect, he's mistopic with what he has, right, rather than being embarrassed, so that he's not an army. Or the Marsha says another thing, that if he's a Talmud Chacham, usually he has a lot of people who support him, and they won't let him go out and be mevaza himself, they'll take care of him in a mechubadika way. So even if he becomes an army, it's not as embarrassing as a stama person becomes an army. Omer lo rebchia v'dvisu, ki osi anya akidimilei ritsa, ki hechid lekanu luvanecha. Right? When an ani comes, make sure you give him bread fast, so later on when your children become aniyim, people will give them bread too fast. Omer lo, meyit kolaitislu? Are you cursing my children? Omer lo, krokoksiv. I'm not cursing them, I'm telling you a pasuk, that's a metzias. Ki viglal adav razeh, v'tar av Yishmael, galgu hu shekozer olam. It's something that's a wheel, a cycle that goes on in the world, and you can never tell who's going to be poor. So you give to aniyim now, so when our turn comes to be aniyim, it's one of the generations, they'll give to them too. Tanya, Rabbi Gamliel, Berebi Omer, the Nosam Lecha Rachamim V'richamecha, Yihir Becha, the Rebbeinu will give you mercy. And what does that mean? Called Merachim Abrios, Merachim Alav. If what's it called? Somebody who has Rachmanis on other people, so Merachim Alav Meshamayim. And Hashemayim, they have Rachmanis on him too. If ain't a Merachim Alav Brios, a person who doesn't have Rachmanis on other people, ain't Merachim Alav Meshamayim. Then if I'm Hashemayim, they don't have Rachmanis on him either. Okay, Rashi. V'nosim l'cha, one second. Almidazu, Shalayovli the Anis, Dover Hamazumin, the love of Allah, or Beno, or Ben Beno. This is a cycle that goes on in the world. People don't remain rich all the time in one family, but generations pass and they switch roles. The Nasan Lacha Rachman, Shitarachim Alabrios. The Rabbanus will give you Rachamim that you'll be able, if you want to Rachman on others, then Varichamech, and then I'll have Rachamim on you. So Rachamim is a need that you'll have to be Merachim on others. You don't have to use it. Now we're going back to the psukim with of Shlomo Melech. Ana shelo techshech hashemesh dehaor, until the sun and the light go away, meaning it's also when you die. Zu padachas vachotik. The shemesh is your forehead, which is what's it called, bright. You know, when you're alive, you're when a person's what's it called, his forehead shines. Right. Vachotim, the nose. Is also the tsuras haponim is the ikar on the nose, that's also called the light of the face. The hayoreach zu neshama, the yoreach is refers to the neshama, the moon, because it also is a light. The kochavim elah listos, and the what's it called, the stars refer to your cheeks. The shavu ha'avim achar hageshem zem oreina, and the clouds will come after the rain. The clouds, it means your eyesight will go. Shalom, shaholich achar abechi, and it comes after the rains, because when you're old, you cry a lot, because you have tzaras, right? And it weakens your eyes. Omar Shmuel, haydi mosar, arboim shonim hadra. If you cry, you can cure the effects of the crying till you're 40. You can't ve'elech lo hadra. But the effects of crying don't help when you're after you're 40. Omer of Nachman, Hay kuchva al arboim shonim radach, mikan ve'elech afilu malya ka'avdisna digirdai, ok mi mokim arvuch elom radach. The eye ointment helps until you're 40, right? But after you're 40, even if you use a tremendous amount of it, the most it'll do is make that you don't get sicker. Your eyesight doesn't get worse, but it won't improve it. My komash v'lon, the kama da'olim mikuchva tvei mali. So what's it called? What's tell me the chiddush over here? It says afilu malyer kavisna. Even if you put it on with a brush, a paintbrush, it's not going to help. And we learn from there that how you put on the eye ointment, what clay you use, the wider the clay, the better it works. Because that's what it says. Even if you put it on with a big brush, it's not going to help. Mashma that when it does help with a big brush is better. Rabbi Chanina shechiv alei barte. Rabbi Chanina, his daughter died. Lo havi kabochel. He didn't cry for her. Omer lei devisu tarnigolta atikas mibesach. We treat her like a chicken. When we lost a chicken, we lost a daughter. Why aren't you crying? Right. Mashma that you have to cry for a nifta. Right. It didn't say that he made the bracha of dying ha'emes with great simcha. Right. Mashma, you have to cry for a person who dies. Omer lo tarti tichla v'ivra. He said, I should have two tzaras. One, I lost a daughter, and I should go blind too, from crying. Sover lo ki hoda om Rav Yochanan, mishum Rav Yosef ben Ketzarta, sheish demos hein. Sholosh yopos and sholosh ra'os. There are six kinds of tears. Three are good, and three are bad. Shel oshin v'shel bechi, v'shel besakise ra'os. Right? If you cry because smoke gets in your eyes. Or because you're crying, what's it called? Right. Or what's it called? Or because you're crying over tzaras. Or beisakise, because you're sick and you're always in the bathroom, right? You have stomach troubles, and because of that you cry. All of those are bad for your eyesight. Shel sam v'shel schok v'shel peros yotos. But what's it called? Crying tears that come from the medicines or from laughter. You cry, you know, you cry to the point you laugh to the point where you're crying. Or because of peros, because you ate a lot of good food. And that brings you to tears. All of those are good tears. Zu padachas hametzach shuchalak. Your forehead is smooth. Umatzer it shines. Yosef mikol haparzim more than the rest of your face. Zecholtem shutor tnei adam. That is the tzura saponim. So that's what like light. That's what illuminates you to other people. Your nose. Zu neshama dasiv ner elohim nishmas adam. The neshama is compared to the moon because it's like a candle. Halistos lechayayim, those are the cheeks. The shavu avim, cheshka seinayim yavo, your eyes will be dimmed. The echasa hamor, achar shiyir v'vidchia, v'siknuso, machmas tashis koach v'tzoros rabasolav. And you cry when you're old, because you have a lot of tzoros, and you get weak, so the eyesight will go, your eyes will be clouded after the rain, after these tears. Rabach morinayim, afilu malya, kechkachla v'enav, v'michol gol, if you use the big brush to put on the ointment, it won't help. Kavishna shel gadoyim, kovet shel gadoyim. A brush as wide as a weaver's beam. But after 40, the most it'll do is make that your eyesight doesn't get any worse, but it won't improve it. What did we learn from the fact that said, even if it's a wide brush, as wide as a beam of a weaver, that the wider the brush, the better it is when it does help. Olim av, olim means it's thick. Mikuchla eichu machnis b'shoferes, and also in the of a kernel michel. This is the wood that you put in, which you apply, the applicator for the eye ointment. Tichla the ivra, shikul bonim vivorin hadima. She told his wife, I should cry and have two tsars. I have one tsar already, my daughter died. Now I should cry and be blind also, right? Better minimize the tsars. Shal bechi mitoch evil the tsara. Bechi means that because of tsaras you're crying. Shal desakise mitoch yisurin. You're sick and you're crying out of pain. Shal peiros yom reichardo. Peiros is what's it called? You're grating mustard or a grain. Right, it makes you cry. Those are good tears. Okay. Let's see a few things here. There's machlokish. If you're allowed to move a varim with a kikar or tinnik, put a kikar or tinnik on the. On the mace, can you move the Avarim Pashas? It's a nice sauce. This we said already. Now you very fairly said. Sleeping in a room alone. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says there's a Kabbalah from Chaim Volozhiner that Bayis Yechidi doesn't mean a room where nobody else is sleeping. You can sleep alone in a house. It means Bayis Yechidi means a house that has no other house around. Like somebody placed in the wilderness, a cabin in the wilderness alone. That you can't sleep alone. But in the city, where there's other houses around, there's no problem sleeping in a room alone. Rabbi Yosef brings down that even in the city is osur at night, without a candle, without a light. If you leave a light on, even at night is okay. And in the daytime, only out in the wilderness is it osur. And at night is mutter, again, if you have a light on. The Chazon Ish held that a light doesn't help. In a place where it's dangerous, and therefore it's osur because it's dangerous, even with a light. In a sukkah, you can sleep alone, because shomer mitzvah lo yedin dover ra. And the Adera says, in a bayish yesha mezuzah. Any house that has a mezuzah on it, there's no problem sleeping alone, so a room with a mezuzah, okay. And that's what's it called. That's pretty much this halach of bayish yechidi. Okay.